Our next story is about apples, red delicious ones from Washington State. For decades, those were the hallmark of apples, what kids across the country got in their lunch bags. But with the explosion of tasty apple varieties like Gala and Fuji and Honeycrisp, the red delicious has largely fallen out of favor in the U.S. But in China, it's huge. And as the world's Jason Margolis reports, that's a big consideration for Washington State growers.
We hear a lot from President Trump and others these days about how China is commandeering our jobs and technology. But there's at least one U.S.-made product that China is still hungry for, apples. Specifically, red delicious apples, that stalwart variety that'll stand up to abuse in the bottom of your book bag and last forever. It has fallen out of favor here in the U.S. because, well, it's kind of mealy and bland. But it's huge these days in China, and that's good news for apple growers in Washington State. Sort of. Here's the world's Jason Margolis with the latest dispatch from our 50 States project.
Wenatchee, Washington bills itself as the apple capital of the world. Central Washington is a perfect spot to grow them. Cold winters, sunny summers, and low humidity. Michael J. Scott has been planting apple trees in Wenatchee since the late 1960s.
The orchard we're standing in right now is Gala.
He used to grow red delicious. No longer.
And my son, after he graduated from school, went off and got educated about growing apples, and he came home one day and looked at my red delicious trees, which were standing right here where we're at. He said, "Dad, this is not going to work."
Son showed Dad the business bottom line.
So I had 120 trees per acre in my red orchard. I've got nearly 2,000 trees per acre in my Gala orchard.
Beyond being able to plant more trees, Smith believes he's now growing tastier apples.
So I've tasted a lot of apples in my time. And I was a slow learner, but I'm thinking there are several varieties that are season-long, more dependably a taste treat than Red Delicious. How's that? Judiciously spoken.
In China, it's a different tale. David Smith is a fruit importer based in Shanghai. He's originally from Washington State. He says apples from Washington are a special gift in China, but not for their taste.
Red in China for hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years, has been an extraordinarily important color. It symbolizes luck, it symbolizes wealth, it symbolizes happiness. It carries all of these cultural meanings along with it. And so red fruits do very, very well.
He says try as they might, Chinese farmers can't grow red delicious apples like they do in Washington State. The Chinese ones just don't look quite right.
It might look more square or more round. It won't have that beautiful elongated shape that they like to see in a red delicious apple. It won't be as shiny. It may not be as even colored as the fruit that comes out of Washington State.
But Smith admits the Washington red delicious is slipping in popularity.
While Chinese consumers still love the red color, they are becoming more and more knowledgeable about the flavor of the fruits. Whereas 5, 6, 7 years ago, when I first started in the fruit business here, people were still buying 95% with their eyes. What did it look like? But in the past few years, we're starting to see people say, okay, does it look good and does it taste good?
They're working on these problems in Wenatchee. Horticulturalist Kate Evans with Washington State University takes me inside a massive refrigerator filled with apples. It's her job to taste all of them.
It's very much like wine tasting, yeah. I mean, if we can't possibly go through that number of apples and swallow every piece as we're going through, it would have fairly detrimental effects, I think, on our digestion. Yeah, take a bite, chew it around, taste it, score it for different characteristics, and then spit it out.
So the big question is, do you eat apples away from work, or are you sick of that?
I'll tell you how many times people ask me that question. You know,
she generally avoids them outside of the office during tasting season. The odds of an apple making it from the testing stage in the lab to the grocery stores are extremely long. But there is one apple Evans has been working on that she's super excited about.
Well, I have to talk about the new Cosmic Crisp. I mean, Cosmic Crisp is typically a red apple that is ultra crisp.
It'll be commercially available in the U.S. within 2 or 3 years. Washington growers are betting that it'll be a winner. They've planted 600,000 Cosmic Crisp trees this year, and Evans expects some 5 million more trees to go in the ground next season. Todd Fryhofer, president of the Washington Apple Commission, says the new apple will be beautiful. But the old workhorse, the Red Delicious, isn't going away. He says it's exported to more than 60 countries for good reason.
It holds up tremendously well in long transits. As an example, it takes 45 days to get to India. That's just in transport.
And while Fryhofer insists that China is but one export market for Washington growers, it's a big one, and therefore gets a little extra love. Fryhofer shows me a cardboard gift box sold in China around the Chinese New Year.
So you can see here's our logo on it. And in a lot of cases, the consumers can go in and choose the apples themselves, pack them into this box, take them home, and give them as gifts to people that they love very much.
If Washington State's marketing efforts in China continue to pay off, how might that impact growing decisions in Wenatchee? Back at the orchard, I asked Michael J. Scott if he'd rip up his trees again and go back to Red Delicious if demand and prices climb in China.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think we can do it better here than anybody else can. Yeah.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Wenatchee, Washington.
If you'd like to be part of our 50 states coverage, just go to PRI.org and tell us your story about how globalization is affecting your community, or just tweet us using the hashtag 50 states.